Okay, friends. Today we are reading a story from the Disney's Animal Stories book. And let's just take a little look here. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Woo! This is the 6th story in the book. And it is called Cinderella. If mice can be horses. And it's read today by Mommy. And do you have a name today? He's got a very long tongue. It's hard to say. It's all wound up. What are you? What kind of creature are you? A puppy dog? Nope. He's an angry bird again. With a very long tongue. It's very confusing, my friends. I didn't realize that birds had long tongues, but this one does. So, watch out. So today's story is read by an angry bird and Mommy. And it's not a tongue. Oh, I stand corrected, friends. It was a worm. Birds eat worms. This makes so much more sense. Ugh, what was Mommy thinking? Mommy and Angry Bird eating a worm. Here we go.
Wake up! Wake up!
Sang the birds. But Cinderella was having a wonderful dream. She didn't want to wake up to another day of cooking, cleaning, and sewing. Oh, Cinderella, we understand. She flicked the little bluebird gently with her finger, and he flew back to the window, chirping angrily.
Serves you right, spoiling people's best dreams,
Cinderella giggled. The birds and the mice were her best friends. They always helped her get ready for her long days of work. Suddenly, Cinderella's favorite mouse friend, Jacques, came running for help.
A visitor! A visitor!
He cried. Quickly, she followed the mouse. Indeed, there was a frightened mouse caught in a trap.
He's all right,
Jack told the mouse.
Cinderella, help you!
We must give you a name,
Cinderella told him after she had rescued him.
How about Gus?
Gus nodded happily, and Cinderella made him some tiny clothes. After Cinderella returned to her chores, the mice and their new friend Gus ventured downstairs for breakfast.
Lucifer's mean,
Jacques warned, pointing to the cat, Lucifer. Then he skillfully distracted Lucifer as the other mice sneaked past. The mice grabbed some corn and ran back to the safety of their hole. Gus, however, had gathered too much corn and couldn't carry it all. Lucifer was waiting as the mouse scurried to pick up all his corn.
Meow,
snapped Lucifer. Jacques watched in horror as his friend was chased. Thinking quickly, he pushed a broom onto Lucifer's head. Whonk! Oh, dear. Gus scurried up a tablecloth, but he wasn't out of danger. The mean cat soon had him trapped under a teacup. 3 bells were ringing as Cinderella hurried to get breakfast prepared. Putting teapots on the trays, she carried them upstairs, unaware that Gus was trembling under one of the cups.
Mother! Mother!
Screamed Anastasia moments later.
There's a mouse under my teacup!
Luckily for Gus, Cinderella quickly figured out what had happened and raced to rescue Gus from under Lucifer's paw. Goodness, what would you do if you had dropped off some food for your sister and there was a mouse in it? Yeah, she would be mad. I don't know what I would do. I think I would run in there and say, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that he was there. But I don't know if they'll listen to her. Okay. Rushing to a mouse hole, Gus knew he owed his life to Cinderella. When an invitation came to the king's ball, Gus decided that all of Cinderella's animal friends should help Cinderella. They knew she wanted to go to the ball, but there was no time to alter her dress. Her stepmother had kept Cinderella busy every minute. So the mice and birds gathered needles and thread, singing as they worked. Gus and Jacques found some beads and ribbon that the stepsisters had discarded, and happily the birds draped them over a mannequin. The dress looked beautiful. "Thank you so much," cried Cinderella when she saw it. Dressing quickly, she ran downstairs, but her stepsisters were jealous.
"That's my sash," said Drizella. "She's wearing my beads," cried Anastasia,
and they tore at the lovely gown until it was reduced to rags. Poor Cinderella ran to the garden. She sat down and cried. Her friends watched her sadly. Suddenly, the air sparkled, and Cinderella's fairy godmother appeared.
"Dry your tears," she said. "Oh, you can't go to the ball looking like that."
With a wave of her magic wand, an ordinary pumpkin became a shining coach. Jacques and Gus couldn't believe their eyes when suddenly they were turned into horses.
"Nay,"
whinnied Gus. He was excited to see Lucifer run away in fear. Well, I should think so. If I were trying to catch a mouse and eat him, and then suddenly the mouse turned into a horse in the middle of me trying to eat him, oh, goodness, that would be quite shocking.
"And now don't forget,"
warned Cinderella's fairy godmother as the girl admired her sparkling new dress.
"At the stroke of midnight, everything will be as it was before."
Cinderella heeded her warning, but as she danced with a handsome young man, she forgot all about the time. Do you know what it means to heed something? When it says Cinderella heeded her warning, do you know what that means? It means that she listened to the warning and understood it. Do you heed me? You have to say something like, yes. Oh, good. Perfect. Oh, of course. An angry bird's language. Of course. Now, when the clock struck midnight, she ran down the steps, losing one glass slipper.
"I'm sorry,"
she apologized to her animal friends after they had escaped.
"But he was so wonderful."
Cinderella's friends looked at her dreamily. She had fallen in love. The next morning, there was exciting news. It was about the prince whom Cinderella had danced with at the ball. He had fallen in love with her and was trying to find her. At that very moment, the Grand Duke was trying the glass slipper on every maiden in the kingdom.
"The prince?"
Cinderella was stunned. We have to assume here that the prince maybe had like a copy of the shoe and he went one way, and then he sent out like the Grand Duke with another copy of the shoe going a different way, so that they were both like working as fast as they could to try to find her again, right? We have to assume that. Anyways. When the stepmother realized that Cinderella was the mystery girl, she locked her in the attic.
"Oh no," cried Cinderella. "You must let me out."
Jacques and Gus were her only chance. Bravely, They stole the key from the stepmother's pocket. Up, up, up the stairs they went, pushing and pulling the heavy key until, panting and breathless, they reached the top. Cinderella tried on the glass slipper and became the prince's bride. As the happy couple ran down the stairs on their wedding day, the mice and birds cheered. Are you ready to cheer with me?
Yay! Yay!
I don't know if the birds were angry at this point. I think they might be a different, that might be a different thing altogether, don't you think? Yeah. Okay. And that is also the end. Would you like to say that with me? In bird language. Yeah. Okay. There it is, friends.